morning. Well, I kidded Nick this morning, told him that he asked me to pray because it's playoff Sunday and he knows I'll wrap it up pretty quick. He'll be able to get home and be able to take a, he'll be able to go home, take a nap, eat lunch, and be ready for the game. Last week we had a good conversation. We had some boards up front and we talked about several things that were happened 2 weeks ago. One of the items that we talked about was birth. And Nick had mentioned that this Sunday we would talk a little bit more about birth. But when he asked me to preach, he said, you can pick whatever topic you want and go from there. Well, I couldn't think of anything. And last night I was up till probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, blank. Nothing. Couldn't think of any other topic. So then I went to bed, got up early this morning, and the only thing on my mind was birth. So I'm going to take it, but I'm still going to leave it open for if somebody next week or the following week wants to take it another direction. There's going to be, we could be here 4 hours talking about this, but I've only got about 20 minutes that I'm good for, and then I'm done. So go with me to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us. Lord, we thank you for your simple message. We're thankful that it's easy to grasp. Heavenly Father, just give us open minds. Give us open hearts to listen to you today. And Heavenly Father, we just also think about our neighbors and our friends and our burden for those that are lost. And Heavenly Father, we just pray that they come into understanding of you and to be able to see you for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I thought about my work as I was putting this together. I work at a steel mill, and it's very loud. I work in the melting department, and we melt scrap steel. We've got 2 arc furnaces going, and it's so loud that you can't talk. And so our signals to each other are pretty simple, yes, no, or not now, or we have just some simple signals because you can't talk. On the radio, you can kind of hear because we have headphones. Kind of cancels out the noise, but it's still so loud, so many distractions. Sometimes we forget about the dangers that are in the steel mill. When we have new people come in and we start arcing on the furnace, it gets so loud when at first the electrodes go into the furnace that most new people jump because they're frightened by the amount of noise that it produces. But us that have been there a while, it doesn't faze us. We just keep on working and keep on. Well, this is the time of year that we get wet charges that they drop in the furnace. And if anybody knows about water and iron or melting steel, it's not a good combination. If you have ice below the metal, molten metal, that water will turn to steam really fast and make an explosion. We had a video where a guy just threw a bottle of water in a bottom of a ladle. They started pouring the ladle in, and just the bottle of water made about 30 tons of metal go flying into the air across. Well, we have a lot of snow and ice in our scrap steels. They're bringing it in and we're putting it in the furnace. So our neighbors this time of year, if you ever hear of anybody living near SDI, they can hear booms all the time. That's because we're dropping wet charges into a furnace. And we found pieces of steel up on our cranes that probably weighed 300-400 pounds that it blew 80 feet up in the air and landed on top of our cranes. When we do our crane inspections, we see these big pieces of steel that we got to remove. But we forget about it. We forget about those distractions. We forget about the dangers. We also, in our life, we forget about things. We forget about dangers. We forget about distractions. Sometimes there's so much noise in the background. There's so much noise around us that we start getting distracted and kind of lose our focus on God. Or we stop hearing his voice because we're so distracted. Today I want to kind of look at the basics and kind of get our focus, refocus back on God on just some of the basics. We talked about birth last Sunday, just a little bit, touched upon it. And it's hard for a a guy's perspective to talk about birth, but I can talk about a little bit. We've had two children, and it was rough on me. I probably gained 4 or 5 pounds each time we had a kid. So that was kind of rough on me. I'm already getting a look.
You're walking home, dude.
But during the first 9 months, it was all her. I tried to comfort her. I tried to take care of her. I tried to help meet her needs. But the first 9 months, it was all her. She was growing the baby. She was watching her diet. She was taking the right vitamins, what she needed to do to make sure that she was as healthy as could be for the child that she was growing. But after, you know, there was a lot of changes to our family. When we had no children, which those of you with new ones can attest, your life was a lot different than after the child. You could be, do whatever you want, whenever you wanted without the child. You could, you know, go outside in the middle of the night, whatever you wanted to do, you could do. But when you had that child, everything changed. Your whole life changed. Hopefully for the better. So it's neat to see our little grandkids now, changing the lives of our daughter, changing the lives of her husband. It's neat to see the change in the family dynamics. We're going to look at today Luke chapter 1. We're going to talk about Elizabeth and Mary. So whenever I think about childbirth, I can't help but want to read this story. Luke chapter 1, we're going to read 26 through 45. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and he shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is your fruit of the womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me. For lo, as soon as the voice of the salutations sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. And blessed is he, or blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. When I thought of the birth and I read through this, I thought this does parallel our lives as Christians. When we look at verse 35 as we go through here, And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. What other points in your life can you think about this, other than just Mary? When did the Holy Spirit come into you? Did he come into you, the Holy Spirit? When we became Christians, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit was available to us as Christians. So parallel with Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. As a Christian, the Holy Spirit will come upon us. Look at verse 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. A lot of times in our life, with all that noise and the distractions, we think there's a lot of things that are impossible. And we see ourselves into a story, and we see ourselves in God's plan or picture, and we think, well, I can't do that, Lord. I can't be a part of that. I can't serve your purpose in that way. I don't have the skills. I don't have the means. Verse 37 says, nothing is impossible with God. He can use any tool he wants to use, and you could be that tool for his purpose. Nothing is impossible with God. Skip down to 44. When the salutation sounded in her ears, the babe leapt in her womb for joy. So the babe leapt for joy in her womb. Have you met somebody or been a part of something that your heart really leapt for joy? When I think about the parallel of that, I can think of times in my life that I've met somebody, heard about their ministry, and something really just stirred inside of me. Something really, the Spirit just really moved inside of me to hear what was going on with that ministry or hear what's going on with that person. Have you been in that situation? Has God really stirred in you when you've encountered somebody like Elizabeth encountered Mary and heard what was going on? And how John leapt for joy in the womb. That was the Holy Spirit moving. I've had times in my life that I encountered people and I just really, my spirit really welled up and I knew that the Spirit was with them. I knew, even if they didn't even say they were a Christian, I encountered them, had a brief conversation. I just knew that God's hand was on them, that God was with them. You go back to 42. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spoke with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is your fruit of thy womb. She was referring to Jesus as the fruit of the womb. What other things are also referred to as fruit? Fruit of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit are also referred to as fruit. When you read through the Scriptures, say that there'll be good fruit and there'll be bad fruit. And God will chop down the trees that produce bad fruit and throw them into the fire. But there's the fruit of the Spirit. And I think about Jesus, and I think about the fruit of the Spirit. And let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such thing there is no law. When we read about the fruit of the Spirit, do you also think about Jesus? That's what he portrayed? That Jesus portrayed those fruits of the Spirit? When she referred to him as the fruit of the womb, the first thing I thought of is the fruits of the Spirit. That Jesus portrayed all that was good and not anything that was bad. His embodiment when he was older in the ministry, we could see his love, we could see his joy, we could see his peace. We could see all these in the way he dealt with people, the way he loved people, the way he blessed people, the way he healed them, the way he fed them. There's evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. When I think about this, that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, nothing's impossible for God. And I think about the fruit. I think this fruit is the evidence. There's evidence that you have changed. There's evidence that I have changed. Without this fruit, some people are producing the bad fruit. Without the saving grace of Jesus Christ, it's hard to display all of these. We can see in our world today a lot of people that are producing bad fruit. And we know that scriptures say those will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I'm burdened and concerned about our neighbors and our friends and those in our community that don't know Christ, that maybe have a misunderstanding of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. When I read through this and I think if this is the embodiment of that Christ wants us to be, to have these fruits of the Spirit, I don't understand how somebody could deny being a follower of Christ, how they wouldn't want this and wouldn't want their loved ones to know Jesus and follow this. But I know that the God of this world, the devil, has clouded their eyes and clouded their minds, that they can't see Christ for truly who he is. So that gives me more, I guess, compassion for them, to know that they don't understand what I know. And when I talk to them, and some of my coworkers can be a little hostile when I bring up the subject or broach Christ, that they don't want to hear it. And I don't think that's their soul, their spirit talking. I think that's the devil misguiding them to not want to hear it, to not want to hear the truth. A lot of them feel convicted when a couple of us might have a conversation and talk about Jesus, and they're convicted. So they don't want to hear it because they know they're not producing good fruit. They know there's negativity in their life that Jesus wants to stomp out. But when we think about the birth and we think about the changes that happen in your birth, your second birth, when you came to Christ, what things have changed in you? What things, desires did God put into your heart that you didn't have before? I pray that for our neighbors, that they would know Christ more, that they would have the blinders taken off of them, that they would experience that change and that fulfilling that the Holy Spirit can give them. And even though they might think their life's fulfilled or they're chasing after something, it never gets filled. That hole in their heart never gets filled. Only the Holy Spirit can fill that through the love of Jesus Christ is the only way they can feel that completeness, that wholeness that we feel. And if you don't know him today, I'd be glad to talk to you after the service and tell you more about the love of Jesus. But with the birth, after we experience that birth, there's a lot of growing pain still. There's a lot of things that we have to shed off, a lot of bad habits that we have to get rid of as we continue to grow in Christ. We think as the child grows and they learn new things and they learn how to speak, learn how to walk, learn how to do a lot of things on their own. Just simple things, that picking up a spoon, eating with a spoon, or drinking out of a straw. There's a lot of things that we have to walk with our friends as they come to Christ, and to build them up and lift them up and walk along them and teach them, and to be able to point at the Word and help train them. But be encouraged today, because nothing is impossible with God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you won't lack the words when you're ready to talk to your neighbor. You won't lack the wisdom when you're sharing Christ, because it's not coming from you. You know, I've sat years and years in Bible study and was still too afraid to talk to my coworkers. But I knew everything I needed to say. I was just didn't have the courage to do it. And the Holy Spirit, I pray, prompts us to just say it when the time is right. And I know you'll know when the time is right, because the Holy Spirit will prompt you. And if you walk away from that conversation, you'll know, I should have said this. I should have done this. Because we all feel that when God's prompting us to do something and we don't do it, He'll let us know that we should have done this. So don't miss your opportunity to encourage those that aren't believers to learn more about Jesus Christ. All right, we're wrapping up early. Everybody stand. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for the simple message that you will provide us with the knowledge and the strength that we need through the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, nothing is impossible for you. And even though sometimes we may think there's an impossible person that can't be reached, Heavenly Father, you are up for the challenge. Heavenly Father, that your love, your grace can win out. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we are your vessels, that we can carry the message and share that with others. Heavenly Father, give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the strength to see people how you see people. Help us to love people like you love people. Heavenly Father, we know they need to come to you for the saving grace, only the eternity that you can give them. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you will fill us with the Holy Spirit as we go out this week. Heavenly Father, we will encounter people that are lost this week. And Lord, help us to be a light to them. It's a dark world, and Heavenly Father, help us to point to you. Heavenly Father, we just lay our burdens at your feet, and we know that you care for us more than we can know. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you wrap us with your goodness this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.